Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today for her salvation and her safekeeping and for her to endure all the way until the end. So that she inherits eternal life, and the same thing for anybody that she's praying for. All the people on her prayer list, and just anybody that you've placed in her life for her to be a witness to. Ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, in Jesus' name, Amen. And I also pray, Father, for her to just have a heart to fight for souls, to really see and care and love people and want them to go to heaven so they'll be with her forever. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name, Amen. Okay, so talking about the pre-trib doctrine, going through Isaiah 33. Talking about where is the scribe, where is the receiver, who's him that count the tares. You're going to see this during times of judgment. All of these doctrines and all of these things are going that are not true and are not found in the Bible are going to fall away. And they're not only going to fall away, they're going to fall away like a house that was on sand. And they're really going to affect people. They're really going to be dangerous. So stay away from them. Just cleave to your Bible, the Holy Spirit. If it's not in the Bible, don't believe it, okay? And if it is in the Bible, cleave to it with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul, because it's the truth, okay? Because what happened, the reason why I'm talking about the rapture, okay? Because it might be like, why are you talking about the rapture during times of judgment? Well, what happens is, it's once again, the same thing with the big day of the Lord plays out on a smaller scale. So the same way that the Christians that are in the Bible, and there's tons of them in the book of Revelation, okay? Just be so cautious about lying to yourself, because you can make just be humble and honest, because it's like, people say just all these things to explain why there's Christians in the book of Re they're in there because they're in there. There's Christians in the book of Revelation. Jesus is talking to them, okay, telling them to, this is Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. It says, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them." I mean, and then again, this is Revelation chapter 16, verse 15 says, "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." Just all these warnings. There's Christians in the book of Revelation, okay? When this tribulation's going on, they're there because they're there. And there's all these strange explanations say, oh, they're because of this. They're only the bad Christians that didn't get raptured. It's only these Christians. And the rapture is real, and the Lord does talk about it. But we need to heed his warnings. He's saying right there, okay, don't be naked, okay? Don't let this date, just think about it for 2 seconds, okay? The worst tribulation is supposed to come on the world and for the history of the world, okay? Don't you want to be ready? Don't you want to be ready? I think it's a good idea to be ready, okay? And the reason why I'm talking about this is because it's the five wise and the five foolish virgins, okay? Once again, big scale, okay? The coming of Christ at the end, okay? Like it talks about in the book of Revelation, okay? Smaller scale during times judgment, same thing. Because the same way that you have Christians here, okay, during the mark of the beast, and when the Antichrist is revealed, they're going to be persecuted, just like he says in there, okay? Blessed who die in the Lord, okay? For their works do follow them, okay? You're going to be rewarded, but you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be cared for by the Lord, okay? He's going to provide for you. You're not appointed to wrath, okay? It's the same thing as it was in the book of Exodus with the Jews and the plagues of Egypt, okay? God was judging Egypt. He was plaguing them, okay? But he was covering the Jews. They were safe and they were fine. But the Jews got persecuted every time they got plagued, okay? Pharaoh, at the beginning, he starts to back off later on, but Pharaoh then makes their work harder and he goes after them, okay? It's going to be the same basic format at the end, okay? You're not going to be appointed to wrath. God's going to cover, he's going to take care of you, but you're going to be persecuted, okay? This is the mark of the beast. And the reason why you need to know this is because during times of judgment, same thing on a smaller scale. You're going to see it, okay? If you're doing well and you're flourishing and you're strong, okay, and you're cared for, God's judging the United States, things are being taken away, and you've got family members that you love, and you're shining as this bright light, and you're saying, look, I'm okay. I'm covered. My life is tucked away and hidden to Christ. The Lord has prepared for me. I'm not appointed to judgment. Look, I've got food. I've got water. I've got shelter. Look at me. I'm okay. Okay, and it's a wonderful opportunity for you to reach out, okay, to those loved ones you've been praying for and say, come here, look, this is a curse, okay, this is happening from God. You're not on the way to heaven. Repent, okay, and you're doing good. Be ready for persecution. It's going to come after you. It's a spirit, okay? It's a spirit. It's going to either hop upon people. Things are going to try and, make you look bad, okay? It's just you need to be prepared for persecution, okay? So you're going to have that covering from God, but you will have persecution outwardly anytime you shine that light, okay? The same way that the ones in the book of Revelation, he talks to them about dying and stuff like that. Okay, you need to be prepared for that. Okay, because those times of judgment are such a wonderful time for you to shine so bright. That's when your light is like really bright. Okay, because things get really, really, really dark. I know because I've seen it firsthand. It's an excellent opportunity to tell the truth of the gospel. Okay, the real thing. Okay, and it works. Telling you, okay, it works. It gets people the baptism of the Spirit, gets them really saved, not religious, not okay, sounds good. I'll say a prayer, read my Bible a couple times and talk about Jesus and then go on with my own sinful life, okay? No, the real thing, okay? It puts the real fear of God into people, okay? And when you come with that Bible, that powerful, okay, real thing, okay, KJV Bible and the scriptures, okay, and start talking about eternal judgment, hell, and eternal life, okay, and salvation, it gets them really saved, the real thing, okay? You want that, but be ready for opposition from Satan, okay? And I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's, and we'll talk about, I guess, the five foolish virgins tomorrow. I ask for any sister that's starting her day, for her just to have this really grow within her and for her just to be transformed. And again, for anything that's spiritually dangerous to her, to be removed, and anything, if she's doing really well, for anything that's spiritually dangerous, for those loved ones that she's praying for, that she starts to see how really dangerous they are and starts to have a heart to war after them and help bring people to eternal life. Ask all these prayers you follow your son in Jesus' name. Amen.